Unit 9. Live and Learn. A. Exercise 3B, page 73.
Augmented Academia, the future of university education today. Over the past few decades, university education has changed a lot, mainly through advances in technology. On modern campuses, the days of chalk and blackboards are long gone. Now, many lecture halls use interactive whiteboards. Most undergraduates have abandoned paper, using tablets and laptops to take notes instead. Today, students use technology a lot in their everyday life, so naturally, using it in teaching encourages them to learn. In fact, one study found that technology in the lecture hall makes students 72% more likely to participate. And the next big technology to check off the list? It's augmented reality, or AR. By now, most people have heard of virtual reality. Using VR headsets, we can dive into completely digital worlds and experience places as if we were really there. But research has shown that VR can sometimes lead to lower marks. This could be because the world it surrounds the student with is too overpowering, too stimulating. AR, however, lays digital images, called auras, on top of the physical world, so they see the real world through the screen of their smartphone or tablet, but with a digital layer above it. So it augments or adds images on top of what we can see with the naked eye. For most people, their first experience of AR is probably adding effects like a rabbit's nose and ears to their face during a video chat, or the 2016 smartphone game which sent players around their neighborhood looking for virtual creatures. On campus, the same technique can be used in nearly every course universities offer. Medical students can use AR apps to see a 3D human heart beating in their professor's chest, even as he gives the lecture about it. Drama students can see how a stage will look on opening night in order to try out different set designs. Nutritionists can have the facts on any food item at their fingertips. Students can also use AR without any help from professors. Lots of educational AR apps are available that allow students to learn independently and outside their narrow course of study. For example, there are apps that act like a handheld planetarium. You simply point your phone camera towards the night sky, and the app recognizes stars and planets, giving you information about them. It also lays the shapes of the constellations on top of the stars, allowing easy identification. In this way, the use of AR makes for a broader educational experience. It seems that AR comes with a great deal of benefits. It brings courses to life, making them more interactive and enjoyable. It makes difficult concepts easier to understand for visual learners, who have always been at a disadvantage in the traditional education system. Maybe the best thing about AR, though, is that it gives students a new way to use their smartphones. AR teaches students that they aren't just for socializing and gaming. They're also really useful learning tools. AR helps students become individual learners and active users of the technology instead of passive consumers of content.